With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Aaron Miller was first elected to the Michigan House to represent all of St. Joseph County and most of Cass County in 2014. The Republican is seeking his third two-year term in the 59th State House District. Aaron Miller, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
So what would you like to do if you do get another 2 years in the House?
Well, there are always more good things to do, and even when you think you've accomplished it all, times change and Michigan changes, and so I think there are always good reforms that can be made. So there's still good work to do for me. Namely, auto insurance still needs to be changed. That's been my number one goal since starting serving, and it's a tough issue that it has emotion on both sides, and certainly Michigan is notable for its case of being the highest in the country for prices. So that's probably my biggest goal still yet to do.
So what would you actually want to do then to reduce rates? Because you're right, they're the highest in the country, and Michigan has a unique system. So how would you go about doing it? And then how would you also handle those people who do suffer serious injuries in auto accidents? Right now, there's lifetime benefits. Would you end those?
Yeah, if we are able to come to a compromise, I think, first of all, keeping everybody that's in the system now, keeping them the same, so that their benefits never change, only doing things going forward. I think that's important. Depending on who you are, you want to do different things with the system. I liked our bill that we had last year that just gave everybody the choice. So instead of reducing the cap for everybody, instead of saying $250,000 across the board, give everybody a choice, and that will let individual choices drive their individual costs. Besides a lifetime cap, I think that we do need a hospital fee schedule. I think that the costs on the hospital side are out of control at this point, and that's part of what drives the cost. And so beyond choice, mostly just it's just a discussion on what that cap is and what that drives, but I don't think we necessarily need to get rid of no-fault. I'm even saying that, and I was part of a package to get rid of it. If we can come to a legitimate compromise and do some things that the CPAN side would like to do and do some things that we
and
would like to do.
And who's CPAN? Explain
CPAN, sorry, for those listening, CPAN is an acronym standing for the Coalition to Protect Auto No-Fault. And they're historically my opponents. I've never met them, you know, for those reasons. So maybe we can compromise on some things, keep no-fault in place, but give people a choice on the caps they have.
What would you want to do in your next term if we continue to find, or even if we don't find any more, but with PFOSes? We found them in water around southwest Michigan, and, you know, there's some places such as Parchment where they've not been able to drink water for a while. If you're back in the State House, what sort of things do you think legislators should be doing about that?
Yeah, one point I'll make, Gordon, that's very interesting is how much of an issue it's been up here because this is where it exists. And in St. Joseph County, to where I live, when you cross the county line, nobody knows about PFAS. So it's where it turns up. I think that testing.
But is there any guarantee it won't turn up in St.
Joseph
or Cass
County?
Oh,
no, there's no guarantee. No, right. Not saying that. It is just, it becomes an issue where it's an issue.
Once
and
it
then
shows up.
And people elsewhere just tend not to care about it. So that's my interesting case. It's the first time I've talked about it. I would say that perhaps we need more testing more often for municipal wells. And as far as I know, with home wells, personal wells, personal business wells, I don't know what the requirements are to get tested. I don't think there are any on a regular basis. And that'd be new ground to navigate. But again, we're talking about drinking water here. So perhaps more testing is needed as far as PFAS itself. As far as I understand, it's still in firefighting chemicals, and maybe it's time we ought to get rid of that. Maybe it's not worth the risk.
You say on your website that you oppose raising taxes and that there's no need for an increase in state taxes currently. Would you want to try to cut them?
That's a good question. I like getting rid of government's burden on its people. However, at the same time, I love fiscal responsibility. And we, of course, had a bill that was up a year and a half ago to reduce the income tax. I voted for it. I think we can. We do have the ability as a state to cut where we need to be able to do that. But at the same time, no matter who's in the administration next term for the governor's office, I want to make sure almost before that, that we are being fiscally responsible. And at this point we are, depending on the year, we usually end up with a pretty good surplus. We're in a good economy, but things can change. So that's important to remember. And so perhaps time the next recession comes, maybe it's not time for a tax cut. Maybe we ought to use the current funds and reprioritize where we need to be able to shoulder the next recession, because it's going to come. It's not an if, it's a when.
If there is going to be some sort of tax cut, do you think you have to spell out to people, here are the things that we would do to offset the revenue, here are the programs that we're going to cut, or maybe here are some things which we're doing on the revenue side, you know, where maybe a fee is going to go up or a deduction is not going to be available?
I don't think you have to. That happens during the budget process separately, but it would be a fiscally responsible thing to do.
You mentioned the possibility that you know, maybe there will be a Democrat in the governor's office. You know, certainly there's a lot of possibilities here, the way the election shakes out. As your entire time in the state house so far, Republicans have been in control of the
right.
governor's office and the House and the Senate. Does it change the way you do your job at all if there is a change in that makeup in any way?
Oh, sure it does. It changes Lansing entirely. It changes how you work together. It changes where you need votes. It's a logistical change. And so one opportunity I think it would present without advocating for it, one silver lining is that I think people are forced to work together. And that's what people want. And I've taken pride in being able to work with Democrats on many, many bills, whether it's theirs or mine. And it's something that I would be just fine with, working with the other party to get some things done. And maybe it would produce beneficial compromises. Who knows? But I'm still not advocating for it, of course.
State Representative Aaron Miller is running for re-election in the 59th State House District. The Republican represents all of St. Joseph and most of Cass County. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Gordon.
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.